In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about the need for Muslim scholars in today's world. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Today, we will discuss the importance of a need for Muslim scholars in today's world. Just like any religion, the religion of Islam needs certain people who are able to explain and disseminate Islamic ideas, beliefs, and values to other people, both Muslim and non-Muslim. Today, in this day and age, and more than any other epoch, Muslim scholars are needed for society and the individual. For example, if someone has a certain problem or question as regards his religious duty and obligations, who is going to solve his problem and answer his question? What if he cannot figure it out by himself and he doesn't have the ability to extract the laws of religion from the sources? He has no choice but to refer to a Muslim scholar and hear what he has to say about his problem, because a Muslim scholar has studied about religion and its laws and is knowledgeable about various religious problems and issues. More than any other era, people are faced with all kinds of issues and dilemmas on account of scientific, technological, and economic progress that the need for Muslim scholars is felt more than ever. It is the duty of certain people to seek knowledge of religion and then preach it to their own people. We have a verse of the Quran which specifically issues such a command. Verse 122 of Surah Tawbah reads, "Yet it is not for the faithful to go forth en masse," that is, it is not feasible or reasonable for all the faithful to set out for Medina, the Prophet's city, for the study of the religious sciences. But the verse continues by saying, "But why should not there go forth a group of each of their sections to become learned in religion and to warn their people when they return to them, so that they may be aware?" So Allah is saying, a group of people from each nation or tribe must become learned in religion so that they may preach it to their people when they return, so that they may become wary of God. IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. We were talking about the need for Muslim scholars in today's world. Islam is a religion which seeks to convey its message to the whole world and invites every single person in the world to it. Of course, it doesn't force anyone to become a Muslim, and as the Quran says, لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in accepting the religion of Islam. but it wants everyone to at least know that such a religion exists and that it is the true religion of God and one that will definitely guarantee the prosperity and salvation of those who believe in it and practice it in both worlds. This is so that there doesn't exist one person in the world who is not familiar with the religion of Islam. Once they become acquainted with this religion, it is up to them to accept it or reject it. For this reason, we need many, many Muslim scholars from all over the world who should come to the Center of Islamic Knowledge and Science, which is Qom, study there, then go back to their countries and preach and propagate the religion of Islam and its lofty teachings. Unfortunately today, Islam is not being portrayed accurately. There is this stereotype about Muslims that they're violent people who want to force people to become Muslims or else they will kill them, and by calling them terrorists, they're brainwashing the people of the world. Muslim scholars who are familiar with different languages must go to the countries whose people speak those languages and enlighten them as to the truth about Islam. Now let's listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, who's going to talk about today's topic.
You know, there's probably periods that have been close to, but the real crisis today is the lack of scholars. I mean, that's where the real crisis is. And there's so many Sheikh Googles out there, there's so many muftis of the internet, and it's really creating immense confusion in our community. On top of that, you have Islamophobic industry out there that is heavily funded. They have their own scholars. And if I wanted to write a book painting Islam as the darkest religion in human history, I could do it. Anybody that has access to, you know, our library, the pre-modern library, can pull out things. But they were never normative Islam. You have crazy opinions in every religion. They weren't normative. I mean, you have opinions in the Jewish tradition that a child can be married at the age of 3 and penetrated. But that's not normative rabbinical Judaism, but that opinion exists. So if you put that out and say, oh, look, you know, the Jews, they permit pedophilia, and that's crazy. They don't permit that. But you can find those opinions. And Christians that are anti-Jewish, they pull out this stuff from the Talmud, and they say, look how evil Judaism is, right? You could do the same thing with Islam, and the truth be told, you could do it with Christianity as well. Because there's a lot of crazy opinions in Christianity as well. But what is normative Islam? So, you know, Sharia is rational, it's merciful, it's generous, it's al-hanafiyatu samha. And the Prophet ﷺ, he was forgiving. And if you look at all the Sahaba, I mean, but you know, women, the Prophet said, لا يكرمهن إلا كريم ولا يهينهن إلا لئيم. No one honors women except honorable men, and no one degrades them except contemptible men. And so what's being done to these women is contemptible. And these are contemptible people. They're degrading these women. You know, these women have their human dignity. When did you make them slaves? When their mothers gave them birth as free people.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program of The Teacher. So we discussed how important it is to have a great number of Muslim scholars from different nationalities and ones who speak different languages so that they could spread the religion of Islam in the correct way and uncover the truth behind Islam, which is hidden to many people around the world. We can't ever say that we have enough Muslim scholars and we don't need any more, because Islam is such a profound religion that not every Muslim scholar can explain all of its subtleties and details to people. In Iran, we have many Muslim scholars, or we should say clerics, who speak the same language in a country which itself is Islamic and everyone is Muslim. Well, when we look at the conditions and situation in even a Muslim country as Iran, we said that still a lot of people don't know certain things which they should know about Islam. For example, people might not know all of the rulings regarding such obligatory acts as khums, zakat, fasting, hajj, and so on and so forth. When a Muslim country in Iran still needs Muslim scholars, even though it has a lot of them, just think how many Muslim scholars a non-Muslim country, such as one of the European or North American countries, needs. Therefore, it is very much recommended for those who can speak English, since it is an international language, to study at the Islamic seminary in Qom to become a scholar so that they could go to non-Muslim or even Muslim countries and preach the true faith of Islam.
They filled my path full of doubt and wouldn't hear me out, but still I changed.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. You can log on to our website at parstoday.com or email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will shine on tomorrow, light the way for all to follow. From the darkness I will shine. Learning from the past, I tried to stare the world in the eyes, find strength to pull me through. Saw through my tests and trials a road that ran 1,000 miles. At the end was only truth. I will shine.